It's a little bit of a shorter parak this week, but you know, so and we'll get to bed earlier. Them as we take one. Chapter 15 in Judges.
Judges chapter 15. I have Judges here.
Okay, good. You're well on your way then, Marcia.
You got the right book.
Okay.
All right.
Jenny, you got it?
Here, Jenny's helping.
Okay, we left off. We discussed last time that Shimshon was a Nazir. Shimshon, for whatever reason, decided that he was going to marry a Philistine woman. Right? It really didn't sound so good at the time, but we are told not to worry. He really had the best of intentions. And at his Sheva Brachas, he had a little bit of a bet with some of his
compatriots.
Right. And they, in fact, pressured his new wife into giving up information. And that ultimately led him to killing 30 random people, which seemed to have been the whole idea behind all of this. Okay, let's move.
Why did he kill 30 random people?
Because he needed shirts.
You need a clean shirt, you need a clean shirt.
That's it. I'm glad you understood.
You promised them 30 shirts.
Right.
But you also have to talk about how he gave her away.
Well,
I mean, that's kind of important.
Well, look, he didn't really, because that's what we're up to right now.
Right, it is kind of weird.
Right, so what happened was at the end, if you remember, Shimshon left in a huff. He had some anger management issues. And with that, she went and married another fellow. Right? Tetzva, vahimi yamim b'yimei ktsir chitim, vayifkod Shimshon es ishto bigdei izin, vayomar avo el ishti hachedro, v'ronos na'vir avo. Guess who's back? Shimshon comes back and he says, okay, you know, I'm ready to, to live with my wife. You know, he brought her a little something because he's a sweet type of guy. And his father-in-law says, no, we kind of gave her to another guy. He said, listen, let's be straight here. The bottom line is, I thought the two of you had not really gotten along well. Therefore, we gave it to another guy. But today's your lucky day. We have a younger sister of his.
Better.
Much better.
Much better.
This is the best thing that ever happened to you, Shimshon. Shimshon did not buy this. Vayomer lahem Shimshon nikesi apami plishtim ki osani imamra. He said, oh, you plishtim, now you guys really did me wrong. Now I'm going to get you once and for all. So what does he do? Vayerech Shimshon vayilkot shalosh me'os shualim Vayikach rapidim vayefen zanov el zanov vayasem rapid echad ben shnei zanavos batovech. First thing he does, he gathers 300 foxes. He decides to tie their tails together.
How could you hold 300 foxes?
I know, sure, that's
not question. Only that, but when he ties it, he puts a torch in between.
A flame. Torch, a flame.
A flaming torch.
There you go.
And he goes, and he then lets them, so this 150 pairs of foxes that have the tails tied together with flaming torches in between. What do you think would happen, Marcia, if we took foxes, tied them by the tail, insert torch here,
PETA
and let them run?
Would shoot them. PETA.
Would shoot who?
Police, and everybody would be outraged.
Well, again, I think that's already two steps down the road. What would the foxes do?
What would the
do?
Foxes do?
Well, they would fight to get loose and fight him.
Well, I think they would run amok is probably what they would do.
Yeah.
And you have these foxes running amok in any way, and you have no which way they're going to go because there's two of them.
They're trying to get loose.
And they're setting things on fire. That's probably, I think, the key
pretty
point
cruel.
Here.
Pretty cruel. Why would he do this?
Well,
it's
read
so
the
cruel.
Story with us.
As we said,
Vayaver esh barapidim, vayisharach bekamos plishtim, vayiver megodesh akama vakerem zayis. He then goes and sets them loose in the fields of the plishtim. And with that, they burn down all of the grain, all of the piles that they had, and also all the olive groves. Vayomru plishtim, mi also zos. Vayomru, chosen chasen hatimni, kilokach es ishto vayitner mereu, vayal plishtim, vayisru osaves of yavesh. They said, what happened here? He said, well, you know, this guy, he did wrong to his son-in-law. Shimshon was done wrong, and therefore he did this. So what did the farmers and the members of the plishtim do? They went and they burned down the house and the daughter of this guy who had given Shimshon's wife to someone else.
And her father.
So the daughter who was with Samson's father-in-law is the same one as that he had married, and then he gave.
Right, we call it the wife.
Okay, the
right.
wife.
Right.
Right. Her daughter?
What?
It's the same daughter
and the father.
And the father were in the house. And the Philistines burned the house down,
her and the father.
Mm-hmm. Right, so what actually, so let's take a step back and see what happened here. So with this, Shimshon successfully caused great damage to the Philistines, and he didn't even get blamed for it. Right, so how did this all play out? We said in the very beginning, the whole reason that Shimshon wanted to marry her was because he wanted an excuse to strike at the Plishtim, because the Plishtim had been an arch enemy of the Jewish people.
Well, that's what the commentators say.
Right.
You don't get it from the text.
It doesn't say, it says he does. It doesn't give a reason for
right.
it. It doesn't say yes, it doesn't say no, it doesn't say anything about it. Right? And in fact, it seems that it really played out well, because here all of their food, all of their fields were destroyed, and they ended up blaming one of their own. That worked out well. They should take the foxes and tie their tails.
No,
Marsha, I didn't expect you to say that about animals. I'm surprised.
Burn them out.
It gets
right?
worse.
Yossi is now very upset that you would say that about animals.
Especially a dog.
Right. Right. Yossi's a very sensitive guy when it comes to this. Is that right?
Well, that's why foxes are canines?
Mm-hmm.
Are foxes canines?
They're kind of a rodent, actually. Oh. A big rodent.
Okay. Okay. Vayomer lehem plishtim, im tasun kazos ki im nikamti bachem v'acharech dal. So he said, okay, but he said, I'm not quite done with this yet, Shimshon says. Vayachosom shok al yareach maka gedola vayered vayesha besif sara itam. So he goes, not only that, he goes, beats up all the people afterwards as well. And then he sits down on a rock. Vayaru plishtim vayachanu b'Yehuda v'inachu barachi. So with that, the Plishtim come, and they are now... So again, the Plishtim are located where?
Now they're in Gaza.
Well, they're in Gaza, right? There are five Plishtim, main Plishtim cities. Gaza is one of them, right? Ashkelon, Ashdod,
right.
Ekron, Gat. Those are the five of them. They're all located in the southwest of Israel. Right, the area that we gave over to the Palestinian Authority, that was basically the land of the Plishtim, at least part of it we gave over.
What,
so,
what used to call Gush Katif.
Right, and the like. Now, what's next? Which of the tribes are located near that?
Yehuda.
So, when they're going to go, they're going to start up. They're going to go right across. They're going to go to Judah, as you say. Vayomer ish Yehuda, lama alisem aleinu, vayomer la'asor ha-shimshon aleinu, la'asor sok ha-shir asolanu. So the Plishtim go and they line up and they're about to attack Yehuda, and Yehuda says, what do you want from us?
Go take care of Shimshon.
So they said, give us Shimshon, and we're done. That's all we asked for. So, what do you think? Should they give over Shimshon or should they not give over Shimshon? Yeah, what did we say? So Jenny says that if they come and say give us any person, then you don't give it to them. But if you say give a specific person, then you give over the person.
Agreed.
But some people say only if the person's deserving of the death penalty.
Ah, but then she says it's only if he's deserved of the death penalty. Like who?
Something with
the
S-H.
Reba Keisha's the only person I can think of.
Sheva ben Bichri, that is correct.
Who is that?
Sheva ben Bichri is a fellow who rebelled against David.
Uh-huh, okay.
After Avshalom.
Right, there are a lot of people
who turned him
over
to.
Right, so...
David's
what? So again, in the case of Sheva ben Bichri, the story was Yoav had surrounded a city. He was about to attack, and they said, why are you doing this? So we want Sheva ben Bichri. He said, okay, and they tossed Sheva ben Bichri's head over the wall. He said, okay, that's good by me, and you go home. Okay, fair enough. Thank you. Have a great day. That's basically what it came down to. So this is interesting because now what they should do is related to the question. When did we discuss this question? Jane, do you remember? Do you remember what topic we were discussing?
Was giving over a person, you're saying? One over another? It was in the medical ethics.
Okay.
When it was just a couple weeks back. I'm just trying to think.
Siamese twins?
Well, no, you had two different ones. Right. You had a week before that. You also brought the
right.
Same
we discussed this. Comes up. So again. So let's take a look. Let's catch up on the sources.
3 weeks or 4 weeks ago. It was in the medical ethics. One was the Siamese twins. One was the baby.
But what does this have to do with
well,
that?
Well, we were also what we were discussing also.
Is, can you
the,
give over
the individual
one person?
Versus we talk about versus the.
Yeah. You give over a person in order to save other people's lives.
So let's catch up on the sources a little bit because this is interesting because we said that this is actually a machlokas. So it would seem from here that you might have a proof one way or the other as to which opinion is right. Is Shimshon liable for the death penalty?
I don't think he didn't. Well, he did. He burned up the father and the daughter.
No, he didn't, actually.
That was the fish.
I'm sorry, he did not. He burned the fields.
Right.
So I don't think he's liable.
Right, so if it, being
well,
that he's not liable...
Is it an action that he's caused versus an indirect act?
It sounds indirect.
Well, and when it sounds right. Like
so
you're
let's,
coming
so
to
see.
War with him.
So let's... Because it's interesting because this, on the one hand, this could potentially be a proof for one of the two opinions. Right,
okay.
What we're looking at here.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Him being responsible because people were killed when the foxes went through
yeah.
And burned the fish stings.
Yeah.
Well, I think the case that Patty was referring to is that afterwards, in response to this, the Philistines went and burned down
right.
His wife and father-in-law.
Yeah, I'm sure people so is it. That they're saying he's responsible for that? Should he go to
right?
Trial
that's
murder.
No, the question is they're asking to give him over, and the question is it appropriate to give him over?
Oh, okay,
It also comes in a case of, I mean, I don't think he's a real killer here, but a rotzeach in general. A guy has a chance to run away. In theory, can you give him away once
well,
he's...
Well, he did. He did run.
Well, no, he was just kind of sitting on the rock. Just
okay.
Kind of chilling. We start with the Gemara in Sota. Just a little comment. Why specifically foxes the Gemara wants? That was kind of an odd way of doing it.
It's very odd. Weird.
It worked. You can't argue with success.
I'd like to see that.
So it says, "Vayerach Shimshon, Vayilko Shosh Mer Shuarim, Maishna Shuarim." Why specifically foxes? Amar of Evo Bar Negdi, Amar of Chia Bar Abba, Amar Shimshon Yavo Misha Chozra Achora Viyefal Prishim Shachozu Bishuasim. Foxes run backwards. They run. What?
I've never seen that. I've seen foxes.
I've seen foxes only running forwards.
Yeah.
Me too.
So again, they turn around. It seems for whatever reason. Right, so we ran into a fox this summer already.
And it was going forward.
It wasn't going anywhere, just kind of standing in front of our house waiting
pretty,
for us.
Pretty animals.
Very nice. It was
very,
smart. Very lovely. I mean, we didn't like talk about that.
Okay.
We didn't make philosophical discussions. So they should go and they should extract punishment on the Plishtim who went back on their word. Okay, now what we wanted to focus on...
Oh, went back on their word.
Yes.
Ah, got it.
They pushed him. They gave. He said you can have her as a wife, and then they backed out. Yerushalmi, we've seen this a few times this summer. Tani Sios b'nei Adam shayu mahalchim b'derech u'pogluhem goyim v'armutulanu echem michem v'tehare goso ovim rav hare anu hargim as kulchem. He says, give over one, or we're going to kill you all. Afil kula ne'rogim o'yimsu nefesh achas mi Yisrael. No, you don't give anyone over. Yichdu lahem echad. If they said, no, we want that one. Let's say they said that. Kugon Sheva ben Bichri, like the case was with Sheva ben Bichri, as we said, Yimsru osav lehargu. Says, give him over. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Vushia chayim misa kishav ben Bichri. Rish Lakish says, only if he's liable with the death penalty. Right? Rav Yochanan omer, afa pisha eno chayim misa kishav ben Bichri. Even if he doesn't.
Oh, wow.
Right, so now the question is, so here, Shimshon is not liable of the with the death penalty. So according to Rav Yochanan, what would he say in this case?
Don't give him over.
What would Rav Yochanan say?
Say give him over.
So who's the first? Rish
Lakish. Oh, yeah. Rish,
right? As opposed to Rish Lakish, who would say don't give him over.
Okay. Sorry.
Right? So here, the Rambam, we discussed these opinions earlier. Nashim Shomrohim, Obde Kochav, Tumon, Achaz, Bechem, Venitbo, etc. So let's skip it down because we've seen this already a few times in the sources.
Just remind me what the Rambam is saying before you skip over.
I'm skipping to the part that you want to remember. If he deserved the death penalty, then give him over.
Okay, thank
you. Really, you should give him over, but we don't tell people to do that.
Pasuk here never implies that right. They're going to kill them if they don't give him over. Meaning,
well, again,
it just says.
What do you think they're going to do? They line up there.
They're looking for a guy. So that doesn't prove that they're going to take out anyone else.
No.
Lama arisam oreinu. Why are you
approaching us?
Right. Why are you?
It doesn't mean you're going to kill us.
Right. What does Rashi say? Lama arisam oreinu. Hello, avadim anatuchem. We are your avadim. What are you starting up with us? What are you going to do war for people who are paying you taxes?
Right.
Right? So the assumption is...
What's the problem?
Right.
The question is, if they actually don't kill them, do they have the right anyways?
They're massing on their border, clearly ready for war.
Right. That, they're looking for one guy.
I understand, but that's...
They're not really looking for war. They're using this as a strategic move to get this one person.
It doesn't look like that to them.
To get that one guy, I think they'll do it.
Yeah. I mean, let's say hypothetically that Osama bin Laden was sitting in the middle of Pakistan, and the only way we could get him was to drop a bomb and wipe out the neighborhood.
What's your question?
You think we would have done it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do. If I got to get that guy, you have a choice. You can give him over, or I'll drop the bomb and I'll kill everybody.
But if you didn't give him over, nobody's...
Well, let's see if they gave him over. You're probably chopping out the bit. Osama bin Laden died from a severe case of death. He's gone. So what happens? Vayerdu shloshes alafim ish mi Yehuda el se'if sara'itam. Vayom l'shim shon alo yadata ki moshrim banu prishtim. U'mazos asisa ronu vayom alohem kasher asuri kein asisa lehem. So he's sitting on this rock. Picture this. 3,000 people from Yehuda come down.
Show up.
And they said, what are you doing? Don't you realize that we are under the control of the Plishtim? Don't you realize what your actions are causing? To which he answers, well, they did it first. Right? Is it right? I just did to them what they did to me first. Right? Kasher asuli, like they did to me. Kein asisi lahem, I did it back to them.
Sounds like a children.
They said, I know you are, but what am I?
Exactly.
Right? Yudbeis vayomero leesrecha yoradnu letischa biyad plishtim vayomohem shimshon hishavali pentifku biyatem. So he says to him. So he said, "We're here to hand you over to them." So what does plishtim say?
He says, "Don't if you don't hurt me."
Right. He said, "Fine. He says, you don't hurt me."
Shimshon.
Right. Okay. Odd enough.
And they say, "No. We're just
going to
arrest."
Vayomero lemar lo ki asor neesrecha v'nasanuchi biyadam. So he says to him, no, we're not going to do that. We're just going to tie you up and give you over to them. We're not going to hurt you. So they take these two new ropes and they tie him up and they take him from the rock. Asher alzro osav kapishtim asher ba'u rubeish vayimasu asur me'al yodav. So he goes over and he gets handed over to the Plishtim, and all of a sudden,
melted away.
Right, it's like burnt flax. Tears through it. Vayimso lechicha mor tria vayishlach yodav yikachel vayach behem elef ish. He grabs a moist jaw of a donkey and he kills 1,000 people with it.
Who did he kill? The
No.
He killed the fish.
Yehuda handed over to police team, and then he killed the police team.
Right.
What happened? The fish, Yehuda came to him while he was on the rock.
And they said, listen, you shouldn't have done this. We want to give you over. But he said, fine, just don't hurt me. You can give me over. They hand him over to the pushchin. He goes, tied.
He agreed to go?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
As long as they weren't going to hurt him.
Mm-hmm. So I want you to hurt me. I want to go.
And with that. Didn't trust that would be like trusting,
Why? They're Jewish people.
They're his people.
The Philistines are not. They turned
him. That's not who he
He's talking to the people from Yehuda.
He's talking to the people from
Yehuda. Yes. But then they were going to turn him over to the Philistines.
Yes.
He agreed to that.
And right. He agreed that he would go to the Philistines.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. So then, so what's the argument?
No argument.
I think you're the only one who's arguing at this point. I think the rest of us are doing fine, thank you.
What happened next is they turned him over to the fish.
Why don't you wait and see?
Okay. Marsha.
That's pretty exciting.
Patience.
Yeah. Chomping at the bit here.
I thought
we were pretty past it. It's a great story. Vayomer Shimshon, chamor, chamor, chamor asayim. Belechia chamor hikesi alef ish. And when now he says, with the jawbone of a donkey, two donkeys, with the jawbone of a donkey, I killed 1,000 people. With that, he drops the jawbone, he says, and this is Ramat Lechi, the Ramat of the jawbone. מאוד, ויקרא אדוני ויאמר, אתה נסעת ביד עבדך, אסעצ'ו הגדול הזאת, ואתה עמוס בצומר ונסעת ביד עבדים? He turns around and he says, I'm so thirsty. I could really use a drink. God, you gave me this great miracle, you allowed me to kill all these people, and now I'm going to die from thirst? ויבקה אלוהים אס המחטש אשר ברכי, ויצא ממנו מים וישת, ותושב רוחו, ויחי על כן קרא שמה, אין הקורא אשר ברכי עד היום הזה. So with that, he says the area of the drawer where the teeth were cracked open.
Is it referring to En Gedi?
Why En Gedi?
It's called Ein. The question about Ein.
Well, Ein, what does Ein mean? Ein. Right?
Oh, I think
it's Ein. Rosh Ha'ein. Right, it's the end. It's like
it
a spring. It's a spring, right? So he said, "I said En Gedi is one type of one spring. This is another spring. You've got Steamboat Springs. You've got Colorado Springs. Springs all over the place."
Glenwood. Tel Aviv.
Right. So with that, miraculously, a spring comes forth from the jawbone of the donkey, and with that, he drinks and he names the city Eina Korea Shebalechi to this day. And with that, he becomes the judge for 20 years. This is the odd, this is, again, it's a very odd story.
Odd.
Very, very odd story. For starters, again, what we're supposed to be focusing now is on the personality of Shimshon. What's your impressions of the personality of Shimshon at this point?
He's a beast.
He's kind of
I ask about his physical.
He's kind of a. I don't want to say a bully, but he's kind of brutish to me.
He's not strike you as an intellectual?
No.
Would that be a fair statement?
Fair.
Well, he didn't like... The fish teams were...
Polishtin is an element.
Well, however you say it.
Palestinians.
Palestinians.
Or Philistines.
Right.
They weren't Arabs. They were just whatever they were. They believed in idols.
Anyway.
And who knew they were probably... Yeah, that they were going to... So he bumped them off.
Okay.
Is this wrong?
They hadn't been very nice to his
relatives. Right.
He seems thin-skinned and...
Thick-muscled.
and he appreciates the beauty of a woman.
And a good fight.
But let's
take a step back. You know, yes, I would say that might be fair, but how does this jive with a fellow that Yaakov Avinu thought was the Messiah?
It's very weird to me.
Right? I mean, it's amazing. Unless Yaakovina was way off.
Well, he's a defender of B'nai Israel in some sense.
Right, so the question is he playing a game here? Is this he's just playing the role to set this up?
Based on the commentary, he's instigating.
Right. This is a guy who is, right? B'nai Israel being subjugated by the Plishtim.
I get that.
Right? He wants to single-handedly put an end to that.
Right.
Through military might.
Isn't that what Mashiach's going to do in theory?
Might.
He's going to come.
Not single-handedly. I think he's going to be a general.
No, he's going to come at the time when the War of Gog and Magog happened.
Right, but yeah, he's not going to fight the war himself.
But let's stick to this time and this space.
Right.
He's basically strong enough to kill 1,000 men at one swipe, almost.
Using a donkey jawbone.
Right. That's his only weapon, is the jawbone of a donkey.
Is that because God helped him with the donkey?
Well, clearly God helped him. Naturally, it's unlikely that anybody could kill 1,000 people with the jawbone. I would say that.
God gave
help.
Him the strength to do that, and God wanted him to do that.
Right, so this is very fascinating. So clearly,
I think it is putting
aside the issue, again, if we accept the approach that he's really a good guy, right? And there's definitely is an approach there. He's a good guy. Whatever happened with the women, it was for good reasons, right? There was a greater good out there. You put that together, he's the oddest. He's almost a Jewish anti-hero, because you know we always have this idea, Hakol Kol Yaakov Yadayim Yedei Esav, that the Jewish people have the intellect, as opposed to Esav. Has the brutish force. Right? That is the way it's been from time immemorial. Right?
Right? That's how things line up a lot.
Right? You know, we sit behind the desk and we do business, and then other people make the deliveries.
Right, carry it out.
Right? This is the exact opposite. A man who is a servant of God, somebody who is there to help the Jewish people, but he's doing it with the tools of the non-Jewish world. He's doing it through brute strength. And somehow or another, he's doing pretty good at it. He's pulling it off. He's either playing the role of the fool, right? You know, here it is, you mess with my wife. Now, if either the guy's a real idiot, because the father has a point. He did walk out on her.
Well, he was mad.
Right. Well, so again, either this guy is clearly he's being viewed in the eyes of the Philistines as somebody who is just, you know, a big dumb guy. That's really basically
an even better woman. Like,
what?
It doesn't seem to be about the woman here.
Right. On the other hand, first I'm saying that this is all a game. This is all a game. That you can't get upset at the guy who's not an intellectual, right? And therefore, he gets opportunities to kill a few hundred there.
Okay, so then how does he end up being a judge in Israel?
Right, so the idea, so that he's, well, the judge means leader.
Sometimes you have to be a fighter in order to get forward.
What?
Sometimes you have to be a fighter to get
forward. I mean, there's fighting and there's fighting, you know.
Right.
So you don't read
the whole story is just fascinating,
but
because
you don't read that as
he's almost the Jewish anti-hero.
Okay, I'll go
so
with that for the moment.
Who made him a judge, though?
What? He was accepted. He was accepted by the Jewish people as the leader. That's what shofte means. Right? What a shofte means is that you are the leader of the people.
So it doesn't mean that he decides things.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that he puts on the black robe and the white wig and he bangs the gavel, which is part of the discussion. Again, if we spend more time on shofte, Devorah.
Yes.
The fact that Devorah was a shofetes, does that mean she was a judge, or just means that she was the leader?
Well, but she was deciding cases.
Based on what?
She was sitting under the tree with...
Under Tomer Devorah, under the palm tree.
Yeah.
So that's a question. Is that what she was doing there?
Yeah, that's my understanding. What
that is an opinion.
Okay.
So here we have, again, this is the middle parak. This builds up to... To the big one next time, which we'll finish up with. But here we're just trying to get an idea of who is this guy, because he's so different than everything we're used to. He is so not the prototypical Jewish hero. So odd. Two sources I just want to do. One is the Malbim in number 5. Halo yadata ki moshem banu plishtim. They said, don't you realize what you're doing? Right? So this is the Jewish mindset in general. You know? Don't start up with the dog. Right? Don't wave a stick at it. Here we have the plishtim. Just be nice to them. We got not, what are you starting up with them for?
Because in history he proved that he was right. His way of handling the evil nations was right then. And
right, they were saying to him,
"What? If we fight back, we can do good."
So he did good. Fair, okay. So, he said, really, we're not supposed to give you over. It's interesting that this is how they're seeing it. Unless, of course, you were liable for the death penalty. He says, yeah, according to Jewish law, you don't get the death penalty, but we're under Philistine rule. And according to Philistine rule, you killed a lot of them, they want to put you to death. We have to give you over. Don't you know we have to follow their rules? So why did you do this? You're putting all of us in danger for your nuttiness. He said, I didn't think you'd have a problem. Something personal between me and them. I got something against their nation. He said, what does it have to do with you? I'm not a leader. I'm not nothing. I am just an individual who's got a beef with the Philistines. So at this point, his argument is, you don't got to worry about me. You want to give me over, give me over. But at the end of the parak, all of a sudden, he's the leader.
Yes.
Once he pulls this off, Medrash. Medrash comments, Donya din amoka chashifte Yisrael. Paskin vayichi. K'miyuchad shal shvatim. What does he mean, ke'echa, like one? Like the singular, like the best. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Nechemia, ilulei shenidbak lemiyuchad shebeshvatim afilu shofet echad shehemid lo hayamamid. He said, if it wouldn't be for the fact that they were among the best, they would have never even gotten one judge. The only leader to ever come out of Dan was Shimshon. Shimshon is the only leader that Dan ever produced. Ve'ezezeze Shimshon ben Menoach. Ki yechiru sh'olam, ma yechiru sh'olam, eino tzarech siyua, ka Shimshon ben Menoach, eino tzarech siyua. Said, in many ways, Shimshon, if you can say this, had similar traits to God. God doesn't need help. Shimshon doesn't need help. He took on 1,000 of them. He didn't call for backup. He's good.
He took on a lion.
He says he wants and he has a, he used a moist jawbone. So mahu tria. What do you mean? Why do you have to know that the jawbone was moist? Why is
that's
that
weird.
A relevant piece of information?
I would think it would slip out of your hands.
What?
Because it's not old enough.
So he says, Martria Bartlosa Yomim, Amar of Oven, Amar Bitna Train. He died in the Rav Oven, the Amar, Rav Oven, Balechia, Chamor, 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 Tayim. Said it was 3 days dead or 2 days dead. That's all it is. And they both do that based on the understanding. What does it mean? Chamor, chamor,
asayim. So what do we learn from this?
By Yitzma Ma'od. Then he got very thirsty. The Mefapet Tzachi. I'm Rav Chunyav, Rav Azai, B'shem Rav Yochanan, Afil Ha'i Yitzar Tzor Shalmayim Ha'i Yochal Lifshod Es Yadol Letalto. How thirsty was he? He was so thirsty that could have been a canteen in front of him, he wouldn't be able to reach it. That's how far gone he was.
Interesting. He could do all this damage, but yeah, he couldn't get himself water.
Elav Yikrael Hashem, Vayomer Atan Asati Viyadav Decha. Amar Rifon of Ribon Ha'olamim. Im Eino Beini Reveinon. Elav Hamira Hazos. Kedayu Shol Alpo Biyodom. He says the bottom line is just the mere fact that I have a bris should be a reason God to save me. Miyad Vayivka Okim Es Amachto Shoshem Avlechi. So how did he get? So Shlomo made the point. I don't understand. How is it that this guy A minute ago, he's so strong, he's saying 1,000 people. Now he can barely move.
Because he's wasted.
He's wasted, correct. How does he fix that problem?
Apparently.
Through prayer.
That's
right.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
I figured. Right. So amazingly, that this guy flips. He goes from being totally physical
to totally
not physical and spiritual. Right? Meaning that the Medrash is saying that we're seeing the inner Shimshon here. Why does God do this? God does this to make a point. Shimshon is not someone who's just some physical beast. Shimshon is a very spiritual person. Shimshon is the type of person who could pray and merit a miracle happen to him. So it's not just the Samson that we're used to, but these seemingly, at least odd, if not irrelevant, psukim are indicating, no, that Shimshon is a really spiritual fellow. Let me finish and then we'll take it. V'yad v'yivake elokim es hamachto shesher b'lechi. Rav Levi omer hamokom hu shmo lechi. Rabbanan ami hamokom hu machto shmo. The question, which one is the name of the place? Rav Abba bar Kahana, Rav Brechi b'shem Rabbi Eliezer. Ma'amish hevi lo akosh baruch hu mayim mi'ben shinav. V'ezer zechus mi'vir chosor shal Moshe no yizanek min abashon mi'ben shinav. This goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu prayed that this miracle should happen to him. When he was talking about done. So we have here, again, a very confusing fellow. On the one hand, he is, in Pashup Shat, in the simple reading, a totally physical being, something that's chasing after his desires, someone who has tremendous physical strength beyond 1,000 men.
And he says he basically can't do anything.
But on the other hand, we see within him a very spiritual person that when all the physicality is gone, there is spirituality there as well. You see here a tremendous, it seems to be a battle within him between a very spiritual person and a very physical person. And that battle within Shimshon could be seen as representative on a smaller scale of what we all go through. And therefore, if Shimshon can only just overcome, if Shimshon could have his spiritual overcome his physical, he has that tremendous spiritual ability to ultimately become the Messiah. There's an idea out there, the Gemara talks about the fact that the greater a person is, the greater their Yetzer Hara is, the greater their evil inclination, right? So again, being that Shimshon was a Nazir, Mibetem, right? He started off at a spiritually very high level. It was necessary to balance it off with a tremendous amount of physicality. However, if the spirituality could overcome the physicality, then they would be spiritually great enough to be the Mashiach. However, the physical side is also, if his spiritual is going to be greater than anyone else, his physical is going to be also, and that clearly is what's going on. Yes?
I don't mean to beat a dead donkey.
But
why is this a big deal that the jawbone is wet versus dry? I mean, he prays to God, and God could give him from a rock. I mean, why does it have to be?
It's a good question I do not have an answer for.
Okay. You got to do homework for next week.
Yes.
What?
So you can still become a Nazir if that's your question.
It just doesn't make sense.
All right, so we will finish up with this background, and we can meet Delilah.